Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 52 today under clear skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows around 30. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 39.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansans showed up for the third ever presidential preference primary held by the Secretary of State's office yesterday across the state of Kansas, with the obvious winners of already the presumptive nominees for both Republican and Democrat parties, with former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. KNDY News reports that according to the Secretary of State's office, that the state-run presidential preference primaries only happened two other times in the state, one happening in 1980, the other happening last in 1992. The government did authorize more than $5 million for the one-time presidential preference primary, with Secretary of State Scott Schwab saying that he was pleased to have four candidates from each of the major political parties on file and in the runnings in the state. Even though many of the candidates, especially on the Republican side, have suspended their campaign, they were on the ballot last night, or as of Monday, the Secretary of State's office did report more than 35,000 advance ballots that were mailed, including over 17,000 for Democrats and 18,000 for Republicans. Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
An organization known as the Community Green Zone Program across the state of Kansas says that they are trying to branch out even more so around the state in partnership that's helping veterans by connecting them with resources and guiding communities to invest in the veterans in their area. In a statement from the co-founder of the organization, Lauren Osborne, they say, quote, there's a recent study by the VA and Blue Star Mothers which showed that the communities with a strong mental health backbone and a good community reinvestment in their veterans, there was an 11.3% decrease in suicidal tendencies in their community. But in communities that were lacking these things, there was a 1% increase. So we're talking about the difference of a 13% approximate difference. That promotes the idea of centralizing the partnership and reutilizing skills and reinvigorating those veterans and pulling them out of their self-isolation mindset, not only with benefits that the veterans of diminished suicidal tendencies, but also benefits the community because they have people who are used to intensively investing in what they care about. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Many senators in the Nebraska legislature called on Senator Steve Halloran to apologize after he read aloud a section of a book called Lucky, which describes a violent rape scene. And he interjected both state senators' names, Michaela Kavanaugh and her brother, John Kavanaugh, as part of his apology, courtesy of KSNB Local 4.
And I'm not going to make the apology to take the load off my shoulders in the way I presented what I presented yesterday. But I apologize for interjecting the senators' names in the middle of reading a transcribed testimony in a public hearing in reference to a book that is in some schools and in some schools required reading.
Senator Michaela Kavanaugh said that she is hurt and upset, but at the end of the day, she is fine. After Senator Halloran's comments, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, celebrating National Ag Week, Tuesday spoke to a group of farmers and ag producers from the Beatrice area about the state's future in agriculture. Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin bridge repairs this week in Washington County on U.S. 36 over Camp Creek and Mill Creek, just west of Washington. Temporary traffic signals will direct a single lane of traffic at reduced speed for work continuing through August. Nebraska Department of Transportation has postponed a major resurfacing project in Beatrice until 2026. Work was initially scheduled this summer for U.S. 136 from 2nd to 19th Streets. Similar work is planned for U.S. 77 in Beatrice tentatively in 2027. Early childhood development screenings are this Thursday and Friday at USD 380 in Vermilion. If you have concerns about your child's development, all Kansas infants and toddlers ages birth to 36 months are entitled to a free developmental evaluation to determine if they're eligible to receive early intervention services. The meetings will be held March 21st from 8:30 till 2 and March 22nd from 8:30 through 11:30 at the Early Childhood Center in Vermilion. Contact USD 380 for additional information. Benefit Soup Days Thursday with Baseball Soup Day at the Marysville American Legion 11 to 7 and a benefit in Frankfort for the Historic School Window Project 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 at the Allstat Gallery. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Annual Meeting Thursday evening at 6 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. They'll work on strategic planning. Washington County Historical Society will have their quarterly meeting Thursday evening at 7 at the Cougar's Den in Morrillville. Mitch Zabotrisky, the guest speaker, will focus on life in Washington County in the 1930s and 1940s. The public is welcome. USDA has announced sign-up for the General Conservation Reserve Program through March 29th. CRP helps producers and landowners establish long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on marginal and sensitive cropland. Extension of the 2018 Farm Bill allows CRP and other authorized programs to continue operation through September. For more information or sign up, interested landowners and producers should contact their local USDA Service Center in Marysville. Call 785-562-5343. Washington County Conservation District administering the Water Resource Cost Share Program and On-Point Source Cost Share Program. District is holding a cost share sign-up through March 29th for landowners to apply for cost share assistance from the state of Kansas for conservation practices. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Monday evening at the intersection of U.S. 77 and Nebraska Highway 112. A Lincoln man, Carlos Ramos, age 65, failed to yield and collided with an unidentified 17-year-old female from Blue Springs. Ramos was transported to Beatrice Hospital. The other driver and a passenger were also taken to Beatrice Hospital by family members with non-life-threatening injuries. Both vehicles reportedly totaled. Phyllis Totten, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Totten. John F. Jeep Walter, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home. Private burial at a later time. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Jeep Walter. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and red hot applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And a slight chance for some rain showers into Thursday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers early on Friday, then partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. A chance for some snow, then rain showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-March 58, record high on this date 90, the average low 33, the record low 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:30, sunset this evening at 7:39. Clear and 39 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you will find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is Lloyd Garver at Garver's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. We've been in the motorcycle business for over 68 years. Seems like the ATV and the side-by-sides are dominating the market. It sure saves the farmer and the businessman time and money, and especially time. We got another brand of side-by-sides in with super-built cabs. Air conditioning on them, heater, winch, even got a light bar. Got mag wheels and windshield wiper blades, and includes a 1,000cc engine with lots of power and speed. Priced at only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. First four night as the big dance kicked off in Dayton, Ohio. Four teams vying for final seeds in the NCAA tournament. Wagner held off a flurry of Howard three-point tries in the final seconds to seal the 16th seed in the West region.
Here comes Howard. Towns steps back, goes to Hairston.
No
left
foul.
Wing three, left it short. Rebound Dockery with 5 seconds. Hairston great on three. He was bumped. Kick out Dockery. Three on the way. No, it's short. Three chances for Howard, and that's the buzzer. Wagner. Buckner survives.
The call on Westwood won, 71-68 Seahawks, the final. Later, Colorado State ripped Virginia 67-42 to get into the West region, holding the Cavaliers to just 25% shooting, including a period of over 10 in-game minutes without a point. NBA, two of the top three Western Conference teams facing off. The Nuggets prevailed in Minnesota after a last-second would-be tying Trey attempt by Anthony Edwards fell just short.
3 seconds left across the timeline. Runs over Casey for the tie. Nisken at the horn! And Denver survives Minnesota's second-half comeback.
The final call on Altitude Sports Radio. 115-112 Denver the final. The Nuggets now tied with the Thunder for the top seed in the conference, with Minnesota just a game behind both. The Mavericks over the Spurs, 113-107. The Rockets made it 6 straight wins, drubbing the Wizards, 137-114, behind 42 points from Jalen Green. The Magic cruised past the Hornets, 112-92. Baseball returns in South Korea. The Dodgers opening the season against the Padres in Seoul. The Dodgers will send new acquisition Tyler Glasnow to the bump, San Diego countering with Yu Darvish. This is Rich Canfield, ABC Sports.
People who come to cricket stay with cricket, just like our customer Jared.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Join a stable, diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall in Marysville is hiring welders, painters, assemblers, material handler for PDC, and a warranty coordinator. Excellent wages, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes a comprehensive medical insurance plan, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability, profit sharing, paid time off, holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and much more. Apply online today at Landall.com. Equal opportunity employer, vets and disability. Welcome.
Good Wednesday morning. Since back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, through the overnight session, we'll give you a nice preview at how things might shape up for today and a nice little recap from yesterday, as it was a mostly mixed finish. Both corn and wheat finished higher. However, a little bit of pressure on the soybeans led to lower figures and lower in the livestock as well. April live cattle dropped 52 cents yesterday at the close to 188.05. June was down 40 at 185 per hundredweight. March feeder cattle also in the red, down 52 cents to $250.67 per hundredweight. April down two at 255.07, and a triple-digit drop for the hogs. April lean hogs down a dollar to 85.82. May was down 147 at 91.95. And as mentioned, it was a mostly mixed day yesterday. Both corn and wheat had some positive notes. However, here through the overnight session, we're starting to see them giving up some of those gains. May corn back down 2.25 to 437.25. July down 2 cents at 450.25. The wheat market was all in the green yesterday. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat were higher. However, through the overnight session, kind of giving up some of those gains once again. May KC wheat down 7.75 so far at 575. July's down 7.75 to 567.75. Probably going to continue to be turbulent news for the upcoming days until the stocks and seedings report at the end of the month. So kind of just going back and forth. May oats up 3.75 here this morning at 360.25. Soybeans also back and regaining after a lower finish to the day yesterday. May soybeans up 6.25 this morning at 11.91.75. July up 5.5 to 12.05.75. The meal up 140 to 335.30. And soy oil also stronger, up 35 points at 48.49. Cotton is currently a bit lower. May cotton down 48 points at 92.86. A brief stroll through the energy market sees crude oil down $1.10 at $82.37 a barrel. Unleaded gas down 4 at $2.72 a gallon. Heating oil down a nickel at $2.70. And natural gas down 2 at $1.71. April gold also in the red, down $3.60 an ounce at $2,156.10. May silver down 13 at $25 an ounce.
Lewinberger in Waterville has dependable Semangus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The monthly meat demand monitor states that consumers' financial security influences their meat buying habits. K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonser discusses the call for meat products in February 2024.
And a summary on demand in February compared to January is domestic retail, so think grocery store for at-home consumption. Demand was up for 6 of the 8 evaluated products, which is great. So, I mean, you look down through here, I believe ribeye steak was slightly lower, but most of the main meat items we track were up. Conversely, we'll look over to food service. February demand for dinner meals away from home compared to January was lower in all 8 examined cases. So whether it was a hamburger, center of the plate, pork chop, baby back ribs, the main items we tracked there, we had some slippage in February.
He relays the correlation between consumers' confidence in their income and their willingness to spend it on meat.
The typical person is concerned on their finances. The vast majority of the public continue to report that their finances are either the same or worse from a sentiment perspective. They're not comfortable about it compared to a year ago. And in February specifically, only 18% say their household finances feel better than they were a year earlier. Meat is an expensive item, and we tend to see meat demand grow with your income. And one step from that is if you're comfortable around your income and finances, meat demand is stronger. And we see that in spades month after month in the meat demand monitor. The part I highlighted in February specifically is those that say they're feeling worse off about their finances are spending quite a bit less away from home. So the change they're making is in think foot traffic and what they're willing to spend at a restaurant as opposed to foot traffic at a grocery store and what they're buying to take home. And they're making adjustments such as, you know, they might be trading down from steak to non-steak at the restaurant, or maybe they're having their steak when they go to the grocery store and they're cooking it themselves. Those kind of adjustments are cross-channel and cross-cut.
Tonser explains how the meat demand in 2022 and 2023 looks similar to the start of 2024.
We've had slippage on household sentiment. For February 24, the same thing on balance is held for the last 2 years. And the important part there is with it, we saw erosion of demand. So retail and food service demand that I was talking about for February 24, we can look at it for the whole calendar year of 22, whole calendar year of 23. That's what we do in this report. And in 2022, we still had stronger demand by those that said their finances were improving. And by the time we got to 2023, all residents, regardless of their financial sentiment, were signaling weaker meat demand than in 2022.
That was K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonser on the monthly meat demand monitor and its ability to give insight on consumer buying preferences. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
What do falling stars, ladybugs, and eyelashes have in common? We wish you'd stick around and find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 20th, the 80th day of the year. Children's TV pioneer Fred Rogers was born on this day. Leafing through our Old Farmer's Almanac Daily Planner, we find this proverb. If you make a wish when you hear the first whippoorwill call in spring, it's sure to come true. There seems to be no shortage of folklore when it comes to things to wish on. Falling stars, ladybugs, birthday candles, and some that are probably unique to your own family. We've heard that an itchy nose, a fallen eyelash, a stubbed toe, and even yawning can be occasions for wishing. And here is one you can try out with a friend. If you find two nuts in a shell that should only have one, share it with a friend and both your wishes will be granted. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun folklore online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 38 degrees. Cooler highs in the middle 50s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Wildcats may not have made it to the Division I March Madness tournaments this year for 2024. They did, however, make it to the NIT tournament, but ended up falling in game number one against the number three Iowa Hawkeyes. The Wildcats fell to the Hawkeyes last night 91-82, where Arthur Kaluma ended up only putting 5 points on the board for the night. The big scores of the night included Dye Ames putting 16 points on, Cam Carter with 13 points, and William McNair with 15 points for the night. Overall, the Wildcats went 33-for-69 in field goals and only 8-for-30 in three-pointers, struggling as well with free throws, only having 8-for-16 for the night. Tonight, basketball action back in it again for the first four, as five games are in action, with Grambling State going up against Montana State, Fort Wayne against Bowling Green, ACU taking on Tarleton State, Alabama A&M against Austin Peay, and number 10 Colorado against number 10 Boise State.
Hey, basketball fans, the first and second rounds of the 2024 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship is happening in Manhattan, Kansas at Bramlage Coliseum. Be here Friday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 24th by ordering your all-session tickets. Prices start at just $30 for event seats and can be purchased by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com. We'll see you at Bramlage.
KNDY.